Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 o'clock, replayed on Saturdays at 1, from WHC at Emory and Henry College. It's FM 90.7, and we're your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play things I love. And occasionally I do a reading or tell a joke or play some sort of other recording, which I call a wombat. And that's where the name comes from. It could be strange things in music, but I think of wombats as strange things, so I throw that in. Well, I don't have a specific wombat tonight, but I've got some oddball songs. The first one's a little different. My wife and I just started watching a TV series called True Detective, which is a fascinating thing, but they also have some great music on it. And unfortunately, some of the songs they've played, Shazam can't recognize and tell me what they are, but they did know this one. And it's called You Better Run to the City, and it's by C.J. Johnson. I looked him up, and he's what they say, he's an anachronism. I think he died fairly recently, but he sang in an old style from probably 100 years ago. And this is him at a church singing a song, a gospel song. And I heard it just the other night and was really taken by it. And so this is C.J. Johnson singing and from a style probably 100 years ago.
Oh, you better run, better run, better run. Ah, you better run.
Better run,
oh, you better run to the city. He was the oldest man, he lived 906 to 900, and he's gone to heaven in good due time. But you better run,
run, run,
you better run,
run, run,
you better run to the
city,
yeah,
you better run.
Yeah, was the man of the Pharisees, oh well. Ruler the Jews, he came to Jesus, he came by night. He said, I want to be born unto the heavenly sign. And Christ spoke to Nicodemus as a friend. Said, if you want to get to heaven, you must be born again. Oh, well, old Nicodemus could understand. How could a man be born when he was so old? But you better
run.
And you better
run, better run, better run.
Yeah, you better
run.
Yeah,
yeah. You better run.
Well, you read about Samson from his birth. He was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. One day Samson was walking along. Oh, well, Samson struck a rock, never found out. Ten Delilah came and sat on his knees and tell me where your strength might be. He told him, strength could lie in my hand. You just shake my head just as clean as my hand. My strength will become as a natural man. But you better
run, run, run,
run. You better
run, 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 run.
Yeah, you better
run, 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 run.
Oh, you better run.
C.J. Johnson singing You Better Run. And I'm going to look for some other songs by him. That is a style I like a lot. Next up is a more traditional gospel tune, four-part harmony as I read it. called Just a Rose. And there are a number of songs with this very same theme, completely different tunes, completely different songs. The basic idea is don't go buying a lot of flowers when I die. don't bring in a whole bunch of flowers. This one says Just a Rose will do. And some of the others say, bring me flowers now while I'm alive, not after I go. But it's got some beautiful harmony. It's a traditional, I think of it as four-part gospel. I don't know if it's four-part, but it's strong country harmony.
Oh, the time has come for me leaving. I'll bid this world adieu. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I don't want no weeping and wailing when I have passed away. Just have some old time singing as they lay me neath the clay. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. Just have an old-time preacher to preach the gospel so true. Don't want no fancy decorations, just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do.
That was Just a Rose Will Do, and maybe it's two-part harmony, because I don't hear the four parts. Next up is a song by Harry Belafonte, and oddly enough, it's his second most popular song. The Banana Boat song, which I've played occasionally, is his most popular song. This one, which is far less well-known, is Mama Look a Boo Boo Day, and I remember hearing it about 1958, I think it came out. And it really was quite amusing and just a great song and great clips of rhythm. I'm thinking of putting together a children's show, and I think I'll put this on there. I hope kids appreciate this, but I know that some adults do, and I'm one of them. So this is Harry Belafonte singing Mama Look a Boo Boo Day.
I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it the fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it the fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go, my children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring, and when I talk they start to sing.
Mama look up boo boo, they shout. Dear mother tell them shut up your mouth. That is your daddy, oh no. My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day.
I couldn't even digest me supper due to the children's behavior. John, yes, Pa, come here a moment. Ring the bell, you're much too impudent. John says it's James who stopped it first. James tells the story in reverse. I dragged my belt from off me waist. You should hear them screaming round the place.
Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout, their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. Ooh, shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day.
I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. They're playing with you, my wife declare. You should be proud of them, my dear. These children were taught to bloom in slack. That ain't no kind of joke to crack.
Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout, their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look up, boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away.
So that was Harry Belafonte and Mama Look a Boo Boo Day from 1958. Now we're going to go back 10 years earlier to the Sons of the Pioneers and Vaughn Monroe singing Cool Water, a big hit. I was just a little kid. I remember this song, and I've always really liked it a lot. A lot of versions of it were made. Hank Williams, others made versions. This is the original, very popular song at the time.
All day I've faced a barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water, moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool water, clear water, keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you? The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water, cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show. Moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and is waiting there for me and you?
That was Cool Water by the Sons of the Pioneers, and I think Vaughn Monroe. Any case, that's a classic song. Rings a lot of memories with me. Next up is something more recent. This is The Weary Kind. It was a theme from the movie Crazy Heart in 2009 with Jeff Bridges and Maggie Gyllenhaal. And the song, he sang this song in the movie. And but this particular recording is by Ryan Bingham. It was kind of from the soundtrack. And I like it a lot. I wish I had heard the song before I saw the movie, because it catches a mood that the movie was trying to portray, I think, and I didn't really pick it up till near the end, but the song catches it well. So listen for the mood from this song.
Your heart's on the loose. You rode them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. How this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. And this ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try. Sweating out the hate. The days and the nights all feel the same. The whiskey has been a thorn in your side. It doesn't forgive the highway that calls for your heart inside. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Up your crazy heart and give it one more try. From your fingertips, you are the man that ruined the world. Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
That was The Weary Kind, sung by Ryan Bingham. I've got another country song coming up now. This is Born to Fly by Sarah Evans. It was was recorded in 2000. She helped write it. It was her second number one hit. And it's about someone who feels trapped, I guess, and is trying to find a way out. And they're born to fly. And I guess a lot of us feel that way sometimes. And I think sometimes we forget to notice that we have flown. And though we may be trapped where we are, we've flown a number of times to get to where we are. And we may fly again. But this is her rendition. And the write-ups say it's the primary backup is fiddles. I love fiddles. Maybe that's why I like this song.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown future, yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time. But I'll be awake for heaven. And who has that much time? And how do you keep your feet on the ground when you know that you were born? You were born to fly.
Born to Fly by Sarah Evans. And what a rocking song that is. And I love the fiddles. Now we got almost a wombat coming up. A near wombat. This is called Killed by a Coconut. And it's written by Shel Silverstein and performed by him and Bob Gibson. Shel Silverstein is a hero of mine. He was a multi-talented person, did everything, cartoons, songs, music, poems, books, children's books, adult songs. I met him once briefly at a Sing in a little bookstore, and he was there to perform or play. It's just, you know, play with it. It was a jam, and he came and he sang some songs. He said he couldn't sing anywhere else, and he certainly couldn't. Anyway, he wrote this song, and it's just as cute as it can be. It's a great song, and you can hear his voice. He's the guy making the smart aleck remarks. Bob Gibson is singing the song, and Shel Silverstein, who wrote the song, is in the background sort of commenting.
He just had a stress test, and he was fine.
Yeah, I seen him. He looked good. He really did.
His cholesterol level was down to 209.
Ooh, healthy and happy.
He saved up his money, retired to the tropic sea.
That sounds beautiful.
There he was resting contentedly.
Yeah.
Underneath a tall palm tree when he was killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut?
Killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut.
Just when things were looking up, he happened to be looking down. Yeah, he was killed by a coconut.
And you could be
killed by a coconut.
That's why you never should be
sitting underneath the coconut tree when the coconut come down.
I think I understand the gravity of the situation.
After 5 years of begging and pleading, she finally said yes.
Oh, that's what we want to hear.
They slipped into his apartment. She slipped out of her dress.
Ooh, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall there.
He lit up some incense.
Was that patchouli?
And unplugged the phone.
The sneaky devil.
And was just about to enter the twilight zone.
Yeah.
When he was killed by a coconut.
Ooh, what a feeling.
Killed by a coconut
that came through the ceiling.
The people upstairs were having a luau, and one fell through the floor.
What's the chances of that?
Be killed by a coconut.
If you ain't protected,
killed by a coconut,
they come unexpected.
So never be lying in bed at night with the one that you adore.
Now you tell me.
He got the promotion. He felt great.
Oh, I got a raise. He got insurance, health care, dental plan.
He took everybody in the office out to celebrate.
Oh, we went to this fancy restaurant, man. It was really, really
good. Ordered up pina coladas.
Ooh, I love them.
All around.
Oh, I got so lightheaded.
And they made a toast.
Yeah.
He drank it down.
Uh-oh.
And made a gasping sound. And he was killed by a coconut.
A great big cold one.
Killed by a coconut.
He swallowed a whole one.
The young bartender was just out of school and put the whole damn coconut in.
The kid tried.
He was killed by a coconut.
It ain't no joke.
You could be killed by a coconut.
I'll gasp and choke.
So never be drinking in a bar at night, surrounded by all of your friends.
Oh, I love guitars.
He come back from Vietnam without even a scar.
Oh, he had medals. The guy was a hero.
Started driving them demolition derby cars.
Oh, yeah, that was a good idea.
He joined the police force.
Uh-oh.
Survived a shootout or two.
Oh, I think I see what's coming.
Now he was healthily
yeah.
jogging down the avenue.
No, don't tell me.
When he was killed by a pineapple.
What?
They were out of coconuts.
Oh.
Killed by a pineapple.
Oh, it felt like a coconut.
The A&D truck hit a telephone pole, and fruit went flying everywhere. So if there's plans you got,
big, big plans you got,
just make sure you're not,
just make sure you're not,
jogging down the road on a sunny afternoon, 'cause coconuts are lurking out there.
Oh, don't
scare
me, man.
And you'll be killed by a coconut.
Oh, what a way to die now.
Killed by a coconut.
Come on, everybody, cry now.
Fate has a way of making you pay for all the wrongs you do.
And a couple of the rights, too.
All the plans you got.
All the plans you got.
Ain't gonna mean a lot.
Ain't gonna mean a lot.
When you meet up with the coconut that's out there waiting for you.
Oh, he ain't waiting for me, man.
Yeah, the plans you got will not mean a lot when you take a shot that don't feel so hot. And ready or not, you come to the spot. Your coconut's waiting for you.
Oh, somewhere there's a tropical fruit with your name on it.
That was Shel Silverstein and Bob Gibson singing Killed by a Coconut. And somewhere there's a tropical fruit with your name on it. And mine. It'll happen. So, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. My name is Harry Baya. I'm the host of Wombats and Music, and that's what you're listening to. This show comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, which is Emory and Henry's radio station, Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And if you'd like to email me, you can do so at hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. And since I was in the Army, I'll give it to you in the way we did in the Army. It would be Hotel Bravo Alpha Yankee Alpha at, they didn't have an at back then, an at sign, Echo Hotel Charlie dot Echo Delta Uniform. So that's my email address. And I hope you'll keep listening each week. And I'm going to play more of my favorite songs. The next one's called Daddy Played Banjo. I'll let you know after the song who's singing it. I think it may be Steve Martin. Steve Martin made the best-known recording of this, and I don't happen to have it in my notes. But this is Daddy Played Banjo, and it sort of catches a mood, a story of a child growing up with his father playing an instrument. And I did not have that experience, but my children did.
Daddy played the banjo neath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard an old-time melody. I loved to hear the music, I was only five. I listened as his fingers made the banjo come alive. Sometimes I'd wake up at night and hear a distant tune. Banjo would echo around my childhood room. I'd sneak down the back stairs, Daddy never knew. I'd grab a broom and make believe I was picking tunes. One day Daddy put my fingers down upon the strings. He picked it with his other hand. We made the banjo ring. Now the music takes me back across the yellow day to the summers with my dad and the tunes he played. Telling lies.
about the things I did. See, I'm that banjo player who never had a kid. Now I sit beneath that yellow tree, hoping that a kid somewhere is listening to me. Daddy played the banjo beneath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard and wove a spell on me. Now the banjo takes me back through the foggy haze, where memories of what never was become the good old days.
I think was Steve Martin. I couldn't confirm it, but I'm fairly sure that's who it was. The banjo style is the way he plays, and I bet that was Steve Martin. So, next up is a song I like a lot. It's by Louis Collins. It's called Rudy Toot Toot to the Moon. Every now and then a song comes along that doesn't make sense. It just sort of is wonderful, and this is one of those for me. It's sort of whimsical, and it just kind of says... To me, I shouldn't say what it says, but I'll let you see what it says to you. But it's a song I get a kick out of, and it's called Rudy Toot Toot for the Moon.
The kit and caboodle is in disrepair. There's nowhere to go that's not here. Little captains and cuckoos from here to Timbuktu are counting their dough in the mirror, singing Rudy Toot Toot for the moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene, burning just like some young white kid trying to sing top and black with gravel and spit in his voice. And he laughed at the things we do, the radio laughed too. I held up my arms to rejoice, singing Rudy Toot Toot for the moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a bird. Some of us were lovers in the fall. There were periods of blondness, periods of fondness, periods that never came at all.
Thank you. tooty toot toot for the moon. It's the biggest star I've ever seen. It's a pearl of wisdom, a slice of green cheese, burning just like kerosene.
Rudy Toot Toot for the Moon by Louis Collins. Looked up Louis Collins. She's in her 60s now. She was born in Barrie, Vermont. When she was 49 years old, Collins took up clawhammer banjo and has continued to delve into traditional Southern Appalachian music. So she's joined our crowd and still performing and still doing great things. Next is a classic country song. It's Merle Haggard. Merle sings about people who are down and out and having a hard time and trucks and equipment and stuff. And this one's about it's just sort of the way it seems sometimes. The name of the song is I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall. Well, what happens is when you fall off the mountain, you sure notice that one. The little falls aren't so noticeable, but it's a great song. It catches a part of life and does. This is Merle Haggard, gritty, gritty Merle Haggard.
Most of my life I've almost been a winner. I've come so close but never really won. Just when I thought I'd finally made, I find myself back where I started from. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain. Then you came along and had me believing. For once in my life, my luck finally changed. And now you say you're gonna leave me. Seems everything I do winds up the same. And I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain. When I fall, losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain when I fall.
That was Always on a Mountain When I Fall by Merle Haggard. Change of mood coming up now. The next song is an anti-war song, probably one of the strongest ever written, even though it's a quiet, gentle thing. It's called And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda. It's by Eric Bogle, an Australian, and it's folk music sung around the world. And this particular song documents people coming back from the war and wounded and sort of ruined, and just sort of, what's it all for? What's any war really for? Is it really worth dying for? Is it really worth having people living the rest of their life damaged? It interests me that in all forms of art, painting and music, literature, drama, the sad parts, the horrible parts, are often more poignant, easier to bring into art and hit hard with than the joyful parts. The Messiah is an example of the joyful part, but this is the sad part.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia, but the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, And thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And the band played Waltzing Matilda by Eric Bogle. Well, I'll try and cheer things up a little bit with the last song of the show. This is What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke. Many people have recorded this song, and I don't know which is the best one, but this is a good one.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke. What a contrast to the band played Waltzing Matilda. That didn't sound like a wonderful world. it's a mixed bag. I enjoy very much a friend's point of view I bring up every now and then. He says, the world, life is just a series of facts thrown at you, most of which you have no control over them. However, you're like an author writing a book. You've got a bunch of facts you've got to fit in. That your goal, your job, your task is to make a good story. Make it an interesting story. Make it tie together. Find meaningful relationships. Do that with the facts thrown into your life. And I think that's what we all have to do. I want to end my show the way I end every show, and that is to encourage you to do something that I encourage myself to do and do my best at every week. And that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.